We're going to study Maral relating to Parshas Bishalach, two pieces of Maral from the Sefer Gvuras Hashem, first Perek Mem and then Perek Yud Ches. In both cases, it's not in the beginning of the Perek, so this is a paragraph in Maral, Gvuras Hashem, beginning with the words Rabbi Meir Omer, Perek Mem and the Gvuras Hashem, Rabbi Meir Omer. So he's quoting from Mechilta. The question is, why Kriyas Yamsuf? Why does there have to be salvation for the Jewish people with the miracle of splitting the sea? Not that I mean to ask why he had to split the sea once the Jewish people have their backs to the Pharaoh and their faces to the ocean or to the Yam, but why not destroy the Pharaoh some other way? Why does there have to be a miraculous salvation of Am Yisrael through splitting the sea? Why does it have to be through turning the water into dry land? Any other way. But no, it had to be Yamsuf, and it has to be split, and that's the culmination of the climactic end of the Pharaoh and the beginning of the Jewish nation. Rabbi Meir Omer, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La'adam yechidi asisi Yam Yabosha. Hashem tells Moshe, you're going to split the sea. Why? For man, original man, I turned the water into dry land. Shenemar, Yikavu Hamayim Mitachas Hashemoy. Let the waters come together on day three. Let them reveal a Yabosha, dry land beneath them. La'das Kedoshim Alachas Kama V'Kama. So certainly for the great, holy, noble congregation, Am Yisrael, I'm certainly going to turn the water into dry land. So we understand that there's a Kal V'Chomer here, but what is he telling us? Perish. Lefi teva ha'olam, by nature, ra'ui l'mayim shi'achasu ha'aretz, water would cover the face of the earth, as it did in the initial days of creation. Ruach Elokim is merachefes al pnei hamayim, and it's all enveloped otherwise in water. Kikol hayisoidos makifes haaretz, all of them surround the planet. Avir, the atmosphere, and Eish, the temperature of the atmosphere. The concept of Eish, of course, begins with solar power in our solar system, our sun. V'kach hayaroui b'teva lihiyos hamayim mechasim ha'aretz. And so, water should cover earth. Earth and stone and rock being more dense and heavy, heavier than water, and then therefore water would be above it all. V'ayit ki kol teva po'elis b'shava. And it should be that water covers all of earth equally. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says man is going to be a creature that will be out in the open, not in water, and man will therefore need to have firm terra firma to walk upon and to live on. L'yishivaso. So to prepare for man and for the ability of man to live on this earth, Hashem says, let there be Yabasha. L'chol Yisrael al achas kama v'kama. So then for all of Am Yisrael, certainly, sheyesh lasas hayom Yabasha. So now, basically, we're seeing that this is not just accommodating Am Yisrael because we have our backs to the ocean, or the back to the Pharaoh, and our faces are trying to see how are we going to come across the sea. But rather, this is a formative step in bringing Am Yisrael into being. As it was to prepare for man, there was bringing firmament, bringing a terra firma, so that man can live on that earth, so there's going to be bringing Am Yisrael across the sea, so that Am Yisrael can be born, so that Am Yisrael can be created. Shekamoshe Naase Hayom Yabosha Bishvil HaAdam, as it was the case for man, that there was a Yabosha created out of Yam for the sake of original man, Shem Loi Kedi Efshel Adam Lihiyos Nimtza, without which man wouldn't exist. Kach Yisrael Sheyotzu Mimitzrayim Naasu La'am, we become a nation like a man and like Adam and Chava are created. Al Yedei Ha'avaras Hayom, through this process of coming across Yabasha B'soch Hayom, dry land in midst of the sea. Shemepnei Kach Nikru. And now he says something fascinating, but it's based on a Medrash in Shemais Rabba. For this reason, we are called Ivrim.
We were called Ivrim before that.
Ah, we were called Ivrim because Avram Avinu came from Ever Lanahar. But the fact that we are all called Ivrim, Kamashi is Bar Eitzel Elokeho Ivrim. We're talking to the Pharaoh, and in talking to the Jewish people, Moshe says, Elokeho Ivrim. It is also because we are going to be crossing a sea, and by crossing that sea, on Yabosha, we become a newborn nation, like man became the new being, original man. Nimtzo ki al yedei ha'avaras yamsuf na'asu la'am Hashem. That's what makes us the Am Hashem. Basically, it's a birthing process. It's a creative process. It's a birthing process. And the world is beginning anew. And that world that begins anew, as it began when earth was prepared for Adam, now earth is being prepared for Am Yisrael. Lekach, im lahavayas Adam Arishin osa hayam yabosha, if for the sake of creating man, the sea, the waters of planet Earth came together and revealed Yabasha, kol shekein lahavayas umah Yisraelis. Then certainly it must be so and will be so, and was so for the sake of Am Yisrael and the creation of, and the birth of the Jewish nation. But now he has to take it to a much deeper level and understand, why does the birthing have to be with water turning into dry land? We understand the parallel. But now, v'oid, ki lekach nasa hayom yabosha bebriyas ha'olam. The very idea of man coming into this world, and then man having to have a special preparatory stage, where on day three, Hashem Yisbarach says, yikov ha'mayim mitachas ha'shamayim v'seiroi ha'yabosha, for the sake of man, and then it's coming over, all over again, and repeated for the sake of Am Yisrael. Why? Sheha'adam yesh le ma'ala elokis, there's a certain virtue that man has. You see, water is the ultimate fluid, it's the ultimate material. Something of a completely spiritual and godly nature has to give way to something that's greater than it, and that, excuse me, has to cause the giving way of something lesser than it, so that the chaymer, the mayim, the water that is merely substantial, it's merely material, and it's the ultimate matter. Water is considered the ultimate matter. He'll explain why, because it has, and it maintains no tzura. It doesn't maintain form. It flows, meaning that its molecules are such that they separate, so to speak, from one another. As opposed to form, as opposed to tzura, where you have not just substance, but form. Man, especially the Am, that is Am Yisrael, is this Eloikus, this godliness, which necessarily takes the place of and has mastery over that which is merely chaymer, which is merely material. Sheha'adam yesh le ma'ale elokis, ume'oysam ma'ale elokis, nidchu ha'mayim shehem chaymerim, k'meshi yizbar kama pa'amim. Ki ha'chaymer nidchu b'pnei davar eloki, lekach bebriyas oylam, b'shvil yishuv ha'adam, sheyesh le inyan eloki, ki ha'adam yesh le inyan eloki. Therefore, man takes the role of conqueror here, and not just conqueror, but saying, let's create something greater. Let's be greater. Let's, in a sense, cause that water should give way to dry land, because that's the vanquishing of materiality by godly spirit. That's the concept. That's what it stands for. And that certainly is what Am Yisrael is all about. And so that's why in Az Yashir, what we sing about is so much more than just that we were saved. But we sing actually a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu preparing for all of the Kedusha that we're going to bring into the world. Mikdash Hashem Koninu Yadecha. Machon Neshivtecha Pa'alta. All we did is cross Yamsuf. We're way before coming into Eretz Yisrael. Certainly way before building Mishkan Shiloh or the Beis HaMikdash. No. The whole point of crossing Yamsuf is to understand that the mission of the Spirit that is the God of Israel within us, the godliness within us, is meant to completely subjugate anything that's merely material. And it's that vanquishing of what's merely material by the godly spirit within us that is our destiny. That's our role. That's our function. That's our raison d'etre. And it's being shown to us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm taking the chomer of the yam and drying it up before you. Ki ha'adam yesh lo inyan eloki, therefore nitchu hamayim v'nasu yabasha v'zeh soid gadol. He says, people who are merely involved in the science, people who are just looking at something empirically and scientifically, cannot appreciate and understand what this is. Because we see it as Hashem's will and Hashem's expression of how the godly people are going to be the ones to remove and take the place of what is merely material. But the Tivi'im, the people who are just studying nature, they're just going to try to figure out, okay, well, how did the miracle happen? They're going to say, well, you know, what kind of a wind could drive the seas at low tide so that they would be able to cross, and at which point were they able to cross at such a moment? They're going to try to figure out, or let's call it a scientific or rational explanation for what here we understand to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that the people who are of the godly people, Israel, they're going to be able to conquer. They're going to vanquish what's merely material. Now, the idea is earlier in the Maral, on the left side, in Gvuras Hashem in Perek Yud Ches, where we photocopied some of Perek Yud Ches, and on the Pasuk, in which Moshe is named, Vatikra Shmo Moshe, Ki Min Hamayim Mishisihu. Moshe was drawn from the water, so that his very name says that he was taken out of the water, and that remains his name forever and ever. He had other names. His parents gave him a different name. She was the one, Asya gave the name Moshe, and that remains his name. And the question is why? And so you might look at the end of the line, about nine lines down. Ella, sheyesh ledaktek, b'masha amra ki min hamayim mishisihu. He was taken out and drawn out of the water. V'havi la loimer, it should say, and she, daughter of Paro, would have said, ki min hayor mishisihu. Took her from the Nile. That was the whole point of the decree, was kol haben ayilud hayor tashlichu. So it should say yor, that he was taken from the Yor, Lahoros Me'ezemayim Hotziya also, which would have then been expressive of what water, why was he cast in the Nile, and why was he had in need of being rescued. Va'emrani, the Maral says, Kishem Moshe hu hayra'a al ikar inyan Moshe uma alosoi. Saying that he was drawn away and out of the water is a description of what Moshe is, asher hu mesulak umusar min hamayim, that he is separate from and removed from what water stands for. V'zeh, ki hamayim ein lehem tzura emedes kayemes. Water does not have a lasting shape. It does not have form. K'mei she'hizbar l'mala eitzel kol ha'ben ha'yul d'ayor t'ashlichu ayin sham. K'shem herachnu b'zeh. V'kashar teida, k'asher teida zeh teida l'cho, ki malas ma'ish rabbeinu olav shalom Ma'ala Satsura. The whole point of Moshe is the image of a man. The spiritual shape and form of godliness, that's Moshe. Because he is so very, very distinct from and very different from anything of a material kind. Because the intelligence, sichlim, anything of an intelligent nature, anything that is therefore of such high, brilliant cognition, is not in a physical form. We call it artificial intelligence, but it's not human intelligence, right? Because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu represents. Pure, pure, elevated Sechel HaNivdal, which is something of Tzura Bilvad. It has only form and no substance. It has no material aspect to it. He was an Ish Elohim. Chazal say he was physically there. He was flesh and blood, and yet he was somehow of an other nature. Umishu karev el malas asichlim, hu karev el hatsura. That which is therefore of this higher intelligence and containing it, like Moshe did, and being of that sichli in nature, that is the closest we can get to being of tsura. More than of chaimer, of being principally about form, rather than material matter, rather than substance. So, l'kach hayu Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom inyan tzura bilvad mebli chaimer. He has that aspect of being min hamayim, taken away from water, taken away from anything that you would typically call substance. V'hamayim hem hefech, ki hamayim ein lehem tzura gemura. They do not have tzura. On the contrary, they are liquid, and they represent the most separate from seichel as you can get, chaymer, in its most chumradika or chaymerdika form. Ulekach nikroim tamid b'loshen rabim. He says a fascinating thing. Why is water always called mayim, which is really loshen rabim? V'leisimtzu loshen yachid b'mayim. There is no singular for mayim. Lefi shekol achdus mikoyach hatzura hamaachid es hadavar. Unity is established when something has a certain purpose, a certain intrinsic nature of form that makes it have a certain character and a certain value, and that which is similar to it then is unified with it. V'hamayim heim bli tzura gemura. The ultimate in not having tzura is water, as it flows away. V'lefichach hamayim sheheim bli tzura mikuyemes b'loshen rabim. Because water is that kind of substance that does not maintain its form, but rather just completely flows away from itself and spreads out without any form. It'll take whatever form gravity will give it, that's it. It has no ability to be otherwise shaped or formed. It is not, therefore, representative of what tzura is. Tzura means purpose. Tzura means divine shape and form, divine goals, divine aspirations and abilities, fulfillment of divine will. This is all what Moshe represents, that kind of tzura. Mayim is the opposite. U'lefichach hamayim shehem b'li tzura mikuyemes, it has no lasting form. It is always b'loshen rabim. V'haya Moshe hefech lahem shehu tzura nivdelas. Whom a yuchid shaloi nimtza navi kamayu. And he was similarly of no comparison to any other person, and none could compare to him. He was a navi of his own kind of nature, with aspaklaria hameira in his nevuah, vision of clarity like one's sees humanly. He saw what was really actually prophecy. So that's why he was called Moshe. The fact that he was drawn so Moshe is taken away from and contra opposite from water and what water represents. So the Jewish people now, you understand, are crossing the Yam Suf, and by crossing the Yam Suf, they are being brought through dry land, created where there should be water. And that is because it's expressive of the fact that the people, Am Yisrael, are going to be a people, not just of flesh and blood, but of a certain shape and form, of a godly shape and form, of a godly image, of a godly tzura, the opposite of Mayim. The Mayim being the ultimate in just simple chomer, H2O, higher, greater power is vested in us. And that which water gives way to dry land is an expression of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man that way, with the idea being, let there be man, let there be godliness in a human being, and let that human being then have mastery over everything else that's lesser than it, particularly over which is merely whatever is only chaymer, whatever is only merely material. That too is what Am Yisrael's birth is all about. We're born in this process of leaving Mitzrayim, culminating in crossing Yam Suf, and by doing that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expressing that we are the people being born with the greatest and highest purpose, and that purpose is to take a material world and to completely subjugate it to the powerful spirit of godliness that is Am Yisrael, bringing and lifting everything that's merely material to be associated with Tzura, to be associated with something greater, that which is spiritual, that which is ultimately the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything in the universe.